All right, I'm going to get right into it, Al. I'm going to exercise the demons. You can get the hell off my lawn. All right, Johnny C, get the hell off my lawn. Like, oh, Tropical, I think you're still a fan, even though you don't watch the games.
We're to the marital aids, boys.
Taking dumps on wrestling fans, right?
Stop it. This isn't soccer, all right? This is professional wrestling. I'll bite your nards off.
Open it up. Two vapors. And this does not fly.
Nuts, man. I exploded my nuts.
If you gave Ivory and Sherry to Duke, it's going to be gyrating and thrusting.
I like the IC strap when it's yellow.
WCW television title to me meant a lot.
Get that thing out of my face, Kim. The Jai.
It reminded me of barf.
But it looks like a giant turd is on his head.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots episode 92. I am Handsome Kevin, along with the lover boy, my island boy, the ginger bear, a man whose favorite flavor of ice cream is Rocky Chode, his favorite children's book, Froggin' Chode, Tropical, Daddy's Home. How are you, man?
You had to write those down, didn't you?
I thought about him, yeah. I thought about him, wrote him down. Yeah.
Well, it's I would say it's good to have you back, but I don't know.
I got you.
No, I'm glad your voice is back. It was different, kind of turning the tables last episode, you know, hosting. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy Johnny C could step in for us on a whim, a moment's notice. We needed to get one in the can desperately, and Kevin's voice was no bueno.
You know, it's funny too, because we talked that morning beforehand, and I don't even know how much of my voice the mic was picking up when we did talk, and that was kind of my main concern, was because my voice just wasn't there.
Yeah,
and then you know, thank you so much again to Johnny C for stepping in here. I think he did a pretty fantastic job, but I just, that was the big concern. I didn't want to be on here and it sounded like me whispering and you, like, I couldn't hear my own voice. Were you able to hear much of what I was saying when we were talking? Or
I could hear you. It was just, you know, that kind of, it was almost like a gravelly whisper.
Okay.
Of what your voice would normally be.
Yeah. Yeah. It was different, man. Threw my voice out. And why don't I start there? You can get the hell off my lawn. All right, I'm going to get right into it, Al. I'm going to exercise the demons. You can get right the hell off my lawn. All right, telling me to get off my lawn for throwing my voice out, going to Green Bay, supporting my team, right? A team that I watch on a regular basis. Again, Johnny C, no, he's not a fan. He doesn't watch his team. Get the hell off my lawn, Tropical, man. Giving me hell for supporting my team. Explain to me. Where do you come from? Where do you get off my lawn, all right?
Some people know how to cheer at a football game and just not lose their voice. Some people know how to walk at a football game and not strain their groin. I mean, there's things like that, dude.
forgot about that. Yeah, Tropical. I had a great time in Green Bay. Not really, like, it's such a fun place to be. There's like nobody to kick off the lawn there. Man, everybody is so welcoming and so kind, so nice. I had such an amazing time. So there was no get off my lawn on the Green Bay excursion. I had a fantastic time, man. I had a great time at the game. Threw my voice out, and all of a sudden, I can get off your lawn because I throw my voice out. All right, wrong.
Yeah, we have a commitment to these people, Kevin.
Yeah.
A commitment.
Yes, I am well aware of the commitment. Johnny C, get the hell off my lawn. All right, I'm talking to you right now, Johnny C. One, I know what you're doing on Twitter. All right, I know what you're doing when you're saying goated and real ones. All right, get the hell off my lawn. All right, that language, I don't stand for that language. All right, I appreciate the support. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate the support. You do better, Johnny C. I know that you're better than that. You want to not watch all the Reds games? Don't watch them. Don't care. Really don't give a shit. Watch one game, watch 30 games. Don't care. There's 162 baseball games in a season? 162. How many regular season games is there for your Falcons, Al?
There's 17 now.
Not a fair comparison. Not a fair comparison whatsoever. He comes on, he's like, oh, Tropical, I think you're still a fan, even though you don't watch the games.
I don't watch them live.
I don't watch the Reds, so we're the same. No, it's not the effing same thing. Al, you're good at math, right? Baseball game, we'll call it 2 hours, right? We'll call it 2 hours, right? Usually around three, but we'll call it two. We've sped the game up a little bit. So, Al, how many hours, if there's 162 games, 2 hours a game, how many hours are you watching? If you watch every game.
If you watched every game, that'd be 324.
Okay. Now, Tropic Al, 17 regular season football games, 3 hours a game. How many hours are you watching?
51.
Okay, so not even a, what? Is it just over a quarter?
It's about 16%.
Oh, boy, yeah, 16%. Yeah, my math's not sharp. I'm still waking up. So, Johnny C., not a fair comparison, man, right? Not, don't watch your Reds. I don't give a shit, all right? Don't be like, oh, me and Al are the same. We don't watch the teams that we're fans of. No, it's not the same, Johnny C. All right. Again, thank you so much for stepping in. Get the hell off my lawn. Tropic Al, I was at Thursday Night SmackDown, man. Thursday Night SmackDown. Had a great time at Thursday Night SmackDown. Me and VIP downtown Petey Brown went together. Might have had a little VIP treatment. Can't tell you the full details, but might have had that happening. I'm waiting to get into the section where we
Molly enter. Listens to this show. All right. Let's calm down with the VIP treatment.
Well, it's a good point. It's a good point. So I'm getting ready, right? We're good. Me and old VIP are getting ready to go into the section that we get to go into. We are. And it's a different section than the regular fans, but the regular fans do have a section in which they line up to get through. Now, I don't like taking dumps on wrestling fans, right? We're a unique group, right? We really are. And there's wrestling fans from all walks of life, from all social aspects, right? It's who they are. But when you run into a group of the stereotypical wrestling fan that you don't want to be around, and they're right in front of you, and they're invading your personal space, and you're leaning up against a damn wall, and they're still invading your personal space, not even talking to you, just like in ya, right? Don't get in me. Stay out of me. Get the hell off my lawn. Don't have any time for that, Al. Don't have any time for that. Furthermore, Naomi. She can get the hell off my lawn, Al. I don't know if you saw SmackDown there when it was at in Minneapolis. Yeah. Not good. Not good. I watched that match. She's not good. She's not good, man. Something has happened there where it's gone, right? It's gone. She's lost it. It's not there anymore. It's fine. People can like her. Go ahead. Like her. I don't. I got no time for her. Candice LeRae, another one. Off my lawn. Nobody gives a shit about Candice LeRae, Tropic. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. She comes out. Nobody cares. Nobody boos. Nobody cheers. She cuts her promo backstage. Nobody boos. Nobody cares. Nobody cheers. It's not interesting. I don't have fun with it. She can go. She can walk on away, Tropic Al. Walk on away. I think that's all I got, Tropic Al. I kind of wanted to bring a little bit of thunder. Again, Johnny C., thank you so much for stepping in. It's not the same thing. Get the hell off my lawn. And who the hell is he to kick me off his lawn, right?
He is a lawn expert, technically. So, buddy, you better watch where you're going.
No, okay. He can be a lawn professional. But the step-in guy doesn't get to kick the regular guy off the lawn. That's not how that works. The fill-in guy doesn't get to kick me off the lawn. Tropic Al, you get to kick me off the lawn, right? That's you get to, right? This is who we are, right?
Yes.
Right. We've earned this. We've earned kicking each other off the lawn. Johnny C fills in, smooches your ass, and kicks me off the lawn. Again, Johnny C, I love you. Thank you so much for filling in. Get the hell off my lawn with that, man.
We're gonna have to have him do a guest spot. I know he was really excited. Like, he texted me thinking like, wait, is this the day like I get to do a guest spot? And I was like, well, kind of, but would you co-host instead?
No, I thought he did a fantastic job. One more thing, Tropic Al. One more thing. And I know we've done this in the past. We've kind of stayed away from it a little bit, but it's really bugging me now. AEW to me has sunk to new levels of garbage. It's bad. I still watch it. I made the mistake of watching. Also, I watched Rampage. Dynamite sucked. Mercedes Moné, horrible. The story there, horrible. Why is Camille stepping out and all of a sudden Camille is back with her? Right? Doesn't make any sense. I don't know if you saw what she was wearing on Wednesday Night Dynamite.
I didn't.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. She looked like she could have been in Star Wars. She looked like she was hanging out in Jabba the Hutt's his lair there. She looked, and this is a line Tony handed me. She looked like Jabba's slut. All right. Horrible. Miserable. I'm tired of this gold league, blue league, red league, eat a shit league. All right. Continental Classic sucks. You got a tournament that you have to explain every single, and then they put up a scorecard.
Yeah.
Stop it. This isn't soccer. All right. This is professional wrestling. And people are like, well, you just don't understand the rules of a round robin tournament. No, I get it. I get how a round robin tournament works. It sucks. And these Death Riders, right? Death Riders taking over the company, right? Killing Daniel Bryan, all this kind of stuff. And then you're going to allow them in the tournament? That's not the why? If they're supposed to be tearing the entire thing apart, why are you going, oh, okay, well, you get a spot in the tournament? No, stop it. Knock it off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. As I look, I've got an AEW ring here to my right. And I'm just like, man, I miss the days that some of these were like some of the figures, because I haven't got a lot of new ones. I got one in trophies that'll be coming that I'll, just because I saw that figure, I was like, man, that actually looks quite awesome.
Yeah.
But let's see. For the lawn, I'll save you for last, buddy.
Oh, bring it on. Bring it on, Tropical.
So
for the lawn, I'd like to welcome John Klintzman to my lawn so we can hold hands and sip tea together.
He did ask me, he was like, you know, man, Kevin might whoop me if he ever sees me. I was like, ah, Kevin's a little sawed off guy. You're fine.
Oh, you kidding me, Tropical? Are you kidding me? I'll tell you this right now. You know me. I will. You want to fight me? I don't fight. We'll start there. But you want to fight me, Al? You put me in a corner. I am the dirtiest son of a bee you'll ever fight. All right? I will grab. I will twist. I'll bite your nards off, man. It's me or your nards, right? It ain't going to be me.
So this week, well, the past couple weeks, trophies were heavy a little bit, to say the least. Have you seen the anomaly that's been happening, though, with the folks that have got the Steiner's 2-pack?
They get double Scott Halls?
No.
Okay, I've seen that.
So, with the Steiner's 2-pack, I've seen a lot of people getting a random Vader with, like, and I thought that was a Target exclusive Ultimate Edition Vader.
Right.
So mine comes in the mail. I'm like, hey, sweet. You know, open it up. Two Vaders.
You got two Vaders in your Steiner's 2-pack?
Yeah.
Oh, like, boy.
This does not fly.
No.
Like, if I don't have Scott and Rick, this does not fly. Like,
right.
If I'd have got two Ricks or two Scotts, I was like, this still does not fly. Like, I need the correct Steiners. And so Ringside handled it really quickly. Less than a week. I think it was like 3 days after I contacted them, they had mine to me.
Okay.
And they were both the Steiners. But how do you mess that up? Like, this is an exclusive, and somehow, and I don't know if Ringside, because it was sealed in an inner pack box.
Right.
So is this at the factory that somebody's just randomly sniffing glue and putting Vaders in the Steiner packs or something like that? Because...
So what I would guess probably happened is that it might have been the first however many off the line, because it's all automated packaging. So I'm guessing that how many ever off the line was they didn't line up, right?
Yeah.
They didn't line up, so all of a sudden some Vaders were getting tossed in. I saw somebody posted they got two Scott Halls.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I got two Vaders.
That's
first go around.
Did you at least get two Vader chases dropped?
No, not at one. But they were super, like, it was super fast. I'll give Ringside props that, like, they owned it. Like, sorry, sir, we greatly apologize. We will have your others out. Here is a label to return the others. You know, sorry for the inconvenience. Very, I have no beef with them.
Right, right.
After that, but the packaging, how? That's two of them sealed. So OG in the past couple weeks had his Christmas program at the school. And they're singing and all this stuff. Well, you know, parents, grandparents. We get there early with OG, and there's maybe 15 to 20 people in this church auditorium. The seat saver's got to go, because it's like one person on the seat and you don't even have a jacket. Oh, I need this whole row. Sorry.
You can't do a whole
row. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I need this. I need that. Like, we had to sit further back. Like, Cassie was debating on where to sit, but we didn't know where, I guess, on the stage OG would be. Mm-hmm. So she got kind of in the main aisle on the end, but we had to go several rows back, which that's going to lead to other people off the lawn, you know, in this story as we go through right. The Christmas program. Well, as we were sitting there, this church that he's like the where he goes to school is tied to a church, and they support an orphanage in Guatemala, which is tremendous. Like, that's awesome. Like, a lot of the things they do, mission work, they go down and build structures for these people. Like, they have a group of men from the church that volunteer. Yeah. People go and help with the orphanage, bringing clothes, bringing, you know, because it's a very impoverished area in Guatemala.
Yeah.
But one of the last times they went, they helped them plant kind of an avocado orchard, I guess you would call it. It grows on trees, so I'm going to call it an orchard.
Gotcha.
But they planted a bunch of avocado trees, and knowing the life, like, basically, you know, the lady gets up there, the lady, I guess her and her husband are the pastors. She gives off creepy cult leader vibes.
Like, is a lady a pastor?
That's what I said. But
there's not different terminology for a lady pastor?
No.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
No, not at this church. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
She's up there and she's like, we just want to share this video with you on a miracle. And, like, basically what had happened, this avocado orchard wasn't supposed to produce for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. Well, like in 2.5 years, it was producing avocados and like the highest grade avocados. So they're like, this is a miracle. And the people are like, yeah, you can harvest these, but you won't have another harvest for probably 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like in 6 months, they had another harvest. Mm-hmm. But as they're showing this video, and the lady that runs the orphanage is telling her story, which is great, it has just random cuts in the video to the lady pastor, like, praying in the field and doing all these things. And I'm like, wait. Is this about you or about the wait, time out.
She made her own avocado prayer hype video for herself.
Yeah, she did. She legit, like, as soon as it cut, Cassie looks at me like, are you seeing this? Like, what in the world?
Oh my gosh. You know what's funny, Tropical, is that I almost want to see it. I don't know if is it out there. Did she post it? No. Is it online?
If I find it, I will send you a link.
But do you have a connection to her? Do you talk to this lady?
Well, so that's where, like, Cassie's brother, like, he works at that school.
And okay,
everything. So we might could make this happen, Kevin.
Boy, just tell him, like, boy, that was so inspirational and so powerful. Could I get a copy of that video? Because man, oh man, do I want to see it.
I mean, just randomly, all of a sudden, there she is, just, and she's got the jet black hair, like, that's that came out of a box, like, and, you know, a lot of telltale signs. But she talks to you, and it's got like the cadence. I don't know if you remember the Hellbot comment. It might have. It was.
Yeah.
I know. Like, you may have been going into the teens. I was early teens when all this. Well, you've probably been early teens. It's like,
yeah, because there was the damn cult for it.
The leader of that cult that talked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the cadence of his voice, that's how she talks.
I love it, man.
The seat savers. the video of the miracle. Mm-hmm. Just get off my lawn.
So that's a question I have for you now, Al. Seat saving etiquette. In my mind, right, you get one on either side.
Yeah.
Unless you have actually reserved those seats.
Right.
Right. That's what you get.
If you purchased a ticket with that seat number.
Right. Yep, absolutely. If you purchased a row, you get a row, right? That's the way it goes. But if they're open seating, seat saving etiquette is you get one to your left and one to your right. That's what you can save two seats, right? On either side of you. You can't save a row, right? If you need more seats, tell people to get there earlier. You don't get to save a whole damn row. You know what you can do? You can save one to either side, and then the person sitting one space down from you can save one either side. You know what I mean? Like, you can save a whole row of seats, sure, but you have to have more than one person to do so.
Yeah.
Right? Am I wrong in that?
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
That's, them's the rules.
If anybody else has any other ideas on seat-saving etiquette, please let us know, because this is actually interesting to me. I want to know where other people are coming from this, because I really believe it's you get your to the left and to the right, and that's it.
If you would have put out, like, even a jacket.
Okay.
You're just sitting there, and, like, to one end of the row. Oh, sorry. I need this whole row.
No, man. That's unacceptable.
Yeah. I thought about, like, I've been taking the Norwegian, and I know enough, like, to basically say I don't speak English, and, like, you know, just that keep repeating bad. That to them.
Yep.
And just sit down. Then when the family gets here, hey, come on.
I like it, Al. I like it.
But then the last thing from the Christmas program. So we're in the back there. And Cassie stood up to go and, like, video some of that with the parents. Well, I took a couple of pictures and things like that. And my dad was in the hospital at that time. He had some little health moment scares and things like that. We pretty much kicked out of that. He's got to use a CPAP. He can get off my lawn if he doesn't use a CPAP. You know,
gotcha. Yeah.
Get off my lawn with my foot in his keister. But anyway, I wanted to FaceTime them. Like, you know, I was turning my volume down and just let them see. Mm-hmm. Well, they get to the main song of the program, and it was the one that, like, OG, we were at a service there at church, and they sung it, and he, like, lit up, like, and was, you know, singing along. Mm-hmm. He's 3 years old. He knows this song.
Right.
Well, they get to that song, and OG gets, like, toward the front, and I'm like, okay. I put this up, you know, and I'm FaceTiming them, trying to see. This jack wagon, like, three rows in front of me, all of a sudden is, like, putting the phone up. And so when I try to ease over into Cassie's seat and move, that phone moves, like, basically covering my son.
Right.
That's the only thing he's covering. But he's got to hold it up like this, rather than like this, like normal people that are trying to be considerate of the people behind them. He's going to. But, yeah.
Maybe he's a big fan of.
Yeah, he almost got a shoe thrown at him.
Well, but maybe he's just a big fan of your son there, Tropic Al.
Yeah, I don't know, but he can get right off the lawn. Because I was trying to let them see, you know, and they got to see him sing a couple of songs, but it's still. Ah. We went to one of our local spots, Bubby's Diner, which is just a fun, like, kind of throwback diner.
Okay.
Here. And there was a table next to us, Cassie, OG, and I. The old lady at the end of the table here is complaining about her hot chocolate. She didn't order it. She ordered a water, but okay. They brought her hot chocolate. She's like, and I'll pay for it, but I didn't order this. And the lady beside her, well, you drank it awful quick.
Right.
And got a refill.
Right. Are you, wait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She drank it, got a refill.
And then was that, complaining that she didn't order it and she had to pay for it.
That's not how that works.
No.
If you get something to your table that you didn't order, you tell them right away, hey, excuse me, I didn't order this because it got dropped at the wrong table. You don't take it, drink it, get a refill, and then complain about unacceptable, man. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that can get right off the line. Yeah, that was why I was like, oh, I got to write this down. Holiday parking lots, just in general. Anywhere you go to park.
Yeah.
The level of people that have cut me off. And you've been in my truck. It's hard to miss.
Yeah.
Especially in daylight.
It's not an easy one to miss at all.
It's decent size. You know, that's the... But, like, cut you off and then look at you like, what? What? That can get off my lawn. So I went duck hunting last weekend with a good friend of mine, Luke, at work. He got one of the draws at the wildlife management areas and went Saturday. It was freezing cold. It was a good morning, though. It was a fun time. We didn't see a lot of birds.
But, let me cut you off, Tropical. Yeah. You say it was freezing cold.
Yeah.
You remember where I live?
Yeah.
What was the temperature there?
It was in the teens to low 20s. So we had to break up ice and it froze again on the water that we were hunting in.
Hmm. All right. I'm going to let you have a pass just because it was technically below freezing. But
yeah.
You say freezing cold. If I say freezing cold, it's in the negatives.
Yeah.
Right. You say freezing cold. I'm like, what was it, 40?
Just because you're an elf that lives at the North Pole, you chose to do this. You chose this life, all right? That's
another side question here, Tropico, because now my interest is peaked. You went duck hunting.
Yeah.
Now, where you go duck hunting, is there also, because you guys got, what is it, gator?
Yeah, they're in hibernation right now.
That's what I was going to ask. Gators hibernate.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
If you hunted the fall, like the blue-winged teal ducks, yeah, you might have some gators out there. Like, you head on a swivel.
Where do gators hibernate?
Basically, from what I understand, they kind of burrow into the ground and make them, cover themselves up to keep it warm underneath, the depths, so to speak. And just kind of go into, a sleep mode.
Because they're like bears, obviously, that hibernate in dens.
Yeah.
But I don't think gators had, dens to hibernate in, so. I never knew they hibernated.
Yeah. Yeah, cold-blooded. But the cats that run Swan Creek can get right off the lawn, because this used to be, even when the duck numbers were down as they are this year, this used to be still great hunting grounds, because they prepared the areas and had a plan. So we were hunting in what's called the pie field. It's where they plant a lot of corn, typically. Well, they flooded this corn too early, so it never got to grow to its potential. Usually, this area, we've had a lot less rain, but this area would have 6 to 8 feet tall corn stalks.
Okay.
They came up to my knee. So that's about Kevin-sized corn stalks.
Yeah, that's an easy joke. That was a cheap one.
the water was up to our shins. Like, where it would usually be waist deep at this time. So you'd have the tall corn in the water. We had to make Luke cut bamboo to make our own, blind to shoot out of, because otherwise it'd just been us standing in shin deep water and knee high corn, just looking for birds to to come in. The planning and the management in the last few years, has really taken a dip. That can get right off the lawn, because that's what everybody there was saying. Was like, man, it's just not the same anymore. They're kind of ruining, the duck hunting there, which is one of the prime places in North Alabama to go duck hunting.
Gotcha.
Or it was. All right. Let's see. I got so many things from the year of Duke and Road.
Good luck.
The Golden Girls. Those cookies ain't fresh, Kevin. That was
They're fresh baked cookies, yeah.
Those cookies ain't fresh.
Shh, you know they're baking them fresh for you.
Y'all gave so much grief to Jeff Hardy's hat. Is that what you did at Green Bay? You slipped on a hat and pulled your groin?
Could have been. Could have been, yeah.
No, Jeff Hardy sabotaging you?
Took a wrong step.
Let's see. You can get off. That's how you tore your nuts off. That's what I put in here.
Oh, my gosh. So, Al, let me slide a late get off my lawn in because you said tore my nuts and maybe remind me what happened to me on Monday. So, Monday I get home and I'm, you know, it's kind of a fast break to get everything done and set up to do the Wizards Live. Al, you and I'm sure the majority of our listeners are of the age where you get a certain age, you end up start sitting on your nuts, right? It happens to all of us men. Started happening to me when I was probably about 28, right? But you sit on your nuts, it hurts, it's okay, you move on. Al, I got to tell you this, I'm in a rush to get everything situated to record the Wizards Live. I get out of the shower, I take one step, left foot, miss the shower mat. Foot slides on the tile. I drop. Nuts first. Sit on my nuts, man. The worst. The absolute worst I've ever sat. I didn't sit on my nuts, man. I exploded my nuts because it was one step, slip, slide, like slip, just missed the bath mat. Slip. And it wasn't like a whoa, grab something. It was an immediate drop onto my balls, man.
You gave the northern exposure to your nuts.
Oh my gosh. It was horrible. It was, and the problem is, like, it hurt so bad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, in my mind, it was so damn funny. I'm sitting there, right? Looking, trying to grab my towel. Still wet out of the shower. Nuts exploded. But still kind of laughing, going, oh, God, that was going to be funny. Al, have you ever in your life exploded your nuts like that?
I've sat on them, fell on them,
mm-hmm.
gave it a crunch a time or two. There's nothing that comes to mind of that. Like, that was a direct strike weapon of that with the.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, because the problem was, like, I took the one step, slid, the other foot was still in the, like, in the shower, right? The shower's got that little lip.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I could, like, balance out or anything like that. The other one's going up, and it was, oh, man. Ooh. Yeah, so I'd probably kick myself off the lawn for missing the shower mat, or kick the shower mat off the lawn, or, I don't know, maybe tile, because tile's too slippery when it's wet. I don't know. It's one of those things. I don't think I should kick myself off the lawn for that. I'm not positive on that one, though. Anyways, drop back out. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Just wanting to get you the Bon Jovi Slippery When Wet.
Oh, my.
Album.
Oh, Bon Jovi can get off my lawn, too. He's terrible. Sorry, I didn't mean to. A little detour from your lawn back to mine. Back to your lawn, my man.
Yeah. The Oklahoma Roll is a move, Kevin. Why don't you do your research? Like,
okay.
And J.R. calls it Oklahoma. It is a roll-up.
That's all it is. It's a roll-up.
Yeah.
No, so he's adding Oklahoma to a roll-up. That's all.
No, but it's like it's known as the Oklahoma roll. Like,
sure.
Look it up. Do your research next time.
Yeah.
Be better. How about that?
Yeah. tell Duke to do the research.
I'm just going to tell you, Stacy's not showing you crap, even if you are in the right hallway.
What? You heard what, like, the qualifications she had for Matt Hardy? She just said, you're a man. I'm a man.
Yeah, she's not showing you crap. She'll in the show hallway.
Me. She'll show me.
And then you complaining about JR miscalling moves when he called the skull, you called the skull crushing finale the stroke. Yeah, like,
I corrected myself. I corrected myself.
But you still called it.
JR doesn't correct himself.
Because JR's right.
He's not right. He's not right.
And then Kurt Angle certainly is four stunners better than RVD.
Whoa.
You can get off my lawn all day.
Okay. Take it easy with that. If you would have said two stunners, I might have been with you. He's not four stunners
better.
He's
four.
He's not four.
It's probably 40, but, you know, yeah.
He is not 40 stunners better than RVD. Man.
Yeah, that's all that was a fun episode of the year of Duke and Rogues. Like, well, it doesn't sound like the most fun pay-per-view to watch, but
no,
it was entertaining.
Let me throw a question at you now, since you had mentioned it. Ivory or the Golden Girls?
Ivory.
You're going to the, boy, you're going to the 7-Eleven buying Marlboro's Diet 7-Up and shame, huh?
Yeah. If you gave Ivory and Sherry to Duke,
yeah, he's got issues. He's got issues. That shocks me, Tropical. It doesn't shock me for Duke. It shocks me for you.
Of the Golden Girls, though, Rose, 100%.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if you're gonna get, you know, you might get a crepe, some nice peach tea afterwards. You know, she's gonna get you the remote. She's gonna make sure that you're taken care of.
That's what I'm saying. You got to go Rose, Golden Girls there.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. I would have figured you were more Golden Girls kind of guy. Either way, Tropical. Is that it? Are you
that
done?
That is it. That is
all right.
It,
all right. One more time, Johnny C. Appreciate you, man. Really do think you did a great job. Get off my lawn. Tropical, where are we going next? You got a question?
Yes, we've got a question. So last time I hit Johnny C. with the best belt design. I'm going to give you that opportunity just to ponder on that and give your quick response of it. But today's question pertains to you and me because we are comic book guys.
Yes.
What is the comic that changed everything for you? I've got mine in mind. It is the Incredible Hulk 425. Now, I enjoyed comics as a kid. Got into, you know, some of the different cartoons and things like that, and got into some of like the action figures. But my aunt got me a subscription to X-Men, and you know, I started attempting, like, I had a good friend of mine that was into art as well, like drawing, and so we would take the comic books. It wasn't necessarily for the stories, it was for the artwork. Like, we were following certain artists and try to draw and recreate. But the one that changed it for me, because I can pinpoint a time in my life, in my teenage years, where I got confidence in what my abilities were. And I'm not saying I'm the world's greatest anything by any means, but I got confidence because I started drawing in pen. Like, I was always a pencil guy because, you know, make a mistake, you can get rid of it. But pen, you're more pot committed. It was the Incredible Hulk 425. It had a fancy cover, like a holographic cover of him becoming from Bruce Banner to the Hulk on this particular one. My copy is in the closet here behind me that's probably worn because I'm thumbing through, recreating, redrawing those. And I will remember the attempt I made. The first time I drew something, I was like, all right, I'm going to try it in pen. And I drew just one of the images of the Hulk, and it just kind of clicked with me then that, hey, why don't you try this some more? Like, this was kind of exhilarating that, you know, it's all or nothing here, that mm-hmm. when you commit to drawing this. And so that was the one that really changed it for me, that as far as, you know, again, being the fan of the arts, I really got behind that. I tried some different things, and I got closer to where I am now. Mm-hmm. As far as with my artistic style, that was the one, though. I mean, I could say I've got the Spider-Man comics, like the symbiote suit Spider-Man. I'll show Kevin on the wall behind me.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Yep.
There. Those guys. But, I mean, I love those comics. I've got the Spider-Man 300. But for me, it was that Hulk 425 that I got into it and made me kind of the fan that I am today.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good question, Tropical. So I started reading Green Lantern books a long time ago. And there's a lot of great Green Lantern books. And for whatever reason, I always clicked with that. That was my superhero, right? That was my guy. I love the story. I love so many things about it. I like the idea of, you know, strength being your what you will. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that's, there's a strong message within that itself, and I think that's why I clicked with Green Lantern altogether, was it being like, you know, as strong as your will. You know what I mean? Like, that to me was like, boy, that makes sense to me. Like, your will is, you know, things can be as strong as you will them to be. I think it's a good message, like, just in general, to children, adults, whoever it is. Like, you can change things with your own willpower, and I think it's absolutely true. But as far as, like, a book that kind of stands out that changed things, and this might sound a little weird. It's a newer book, actually. Countdown to Infinite Crisis. They killed the Blue Beetle. And I was, like, I was just really getting into the Blue Beetle. Booster Gold, like Justice League Europe, you know what I mean? Like, I was just kind of getting into that type of stuff, but I wasn't reading anything chronologically. I love the Countdown books, the Infinite Crisis books. Some of the work that Pat Gleason does in those books is incredible. He's definitely one of my absolute favorites. He's not with DC anymore, unfortunately. But, like, that was an interesting thing, too, because I was able to chat with Gleason when I was in the hotel industry. He came in and he showed me some panels, signed a book for me, gave it to me. Like, he's a really nice guy, but he even showed me, like, some panels that he's like, just don't let anybody know. You know what I mean? Like, it was one of those type of things, like top secret panels. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, it really, really, really nice guy. But I just remember reading the book, and for whatever reason, them killing off Blue Beetle affected me more than when they killed Superman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not really sure why. I think it may be because it was, to me, maybe unnecessary to kill him. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't necessary. I was just getting into that, the whole Blue Beetle, Booster Gold dynamic. Infinite Crisis is absolutely amazing. And then the other one, I think you know that I'm a big fan of the series. I think at least you know that I'm a big fan of this season. Amazing Man.
Yeah.
Amazing Man, a limited run, right? I think it was 9 books off the top of my head. Don't hold me to that number. It could be 8. But in such a fun way, like such a Don Quixote style, like superhero, just a different take on it, and so much fun. And you'll see Amazing Man in some of the animated stuff here and there, not super common, but just the funness of that book, especially in a time when, like, it seemed like comic books were all taking a harder edge, and you know what I mean? It was kind of turning. What's that? What is his name? His art is way too active. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Super well known.
I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't he take a lot of hell for when he started doing Spider-Man, right? But his art's just super, super active.
Are you talking about McFarlane?
Yes. Yes.
Ah, he's my favorite.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, super, super active. You know what I mean?
He drew that one.
But, like, it seemed like books were just, everything was kind of going, it was starting to step a little bit darker, just from what I was seeing. And then to get, like, Amazing Man.
Yeah.
Makes me happy, like, enjoyable to read. Like, that also was kind of a changer for me, in the world of comic books. But, if you're taking the route of, like applied to life, like you said, like, able to give you confidence, like, Green Lantern, man, always will be. I mean, I have the Green Lantern is on my wedding ring. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that's important to me. Willpower, important. Killing Blue Beetle, that affected me.
Yeah,
and it's weird too to even say it that way, but yeah, like I remember I was reading the comic. I was in a hallway on a chair, and page through, and like I read it, and it happened, and I just kind of put the book down, and I was like, whoa, they mother effing killed Blue Beetle. Like, it wasn't necessary. Don't do that. You know what I mean? But they were collapsing this universe and starting to, you know what I mean? So at the tail end of it, they kind of just let him do whatever they wanted to. Yeah. But why kill the Blue Beetle, man? He's never did nothing wrong. The belt question, Al?
Yeah.
All right. This is another one I forgot. You guys with your nutless, oh, it's Big Golder, the winged eagle, right? That, you two stroking each other, and then Johnny C comes in with the
said 10 I like pounds the, of gold.
I like the IC strap when it's yellow. All right. Be original. All right. Be original.
I picked the tag team, the original OG tag teams. Which your was favorite a good, is your favorite.
Which was a good pick.
Don't be a chode.
Not a bad pick, right? Not a bad pick. Everybody says big, you know, winged eagle, Big Gold. Everybody, right? It's the, and there's something to it if everybody says it, right? Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Great belts, beautiful belts. But it does seem like kind of the standard issue, plain wrapped answer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right? It's plain wrapped. It's standard. It's easy.
It's usually, though, like we said, you know, if you listen to the episode when we talked about this, Kevin, it's the one that you, it was your first belt is usually what you gravitate to.
Yep, I know. Winged Eagle was my first, you know, world Winged Eagle and Big Gold, right? I get it. Yeah. Those were the ones, right? Now, my favorite, if you're going straight like belt design, now this might be a cop-out answer, Al, and you might hate me for it. I think Big Eagle is better than Winged Eagle.
You would.
I think Big Eagle is better than Winged Eagle.
You would.
From a wrestling standpoint, WCW television title.
Yeah.
The WCW television title to me meant a lot as a kid that didn't get to order a lot of the pay-per-views or really many at all. So the TV title.
What's a pay-per-view?
Right. Yeah, exactly. But like to me, the TV title meant something because I knew I was getting to see a title defense and a title match when it was on TV, whether it was on Worldwide, Pro, Nitro, Saturday Night. I knew if I saw the television title, it was a title match. And that to me was very cool. So I'll always have a special, there's always a special place in my heart for that WCW television title. Belt design, love the big eagle. And you know what, Al, that new heavyweight title, that's a damn fine design too. The only thing I don't like it is that it's got the WWE logo in the middle of it. It's the only thing I don't really like about it. Well, to that fantastic look, it's almost like a throwback look. But yeah, I would be all for them bringing back the Winged Eagle, the Big Eagle, all those things. I don't necessarily love the titles that they have now. I really don't. I mean, they're fine looking belts. They're sharp, but yeah, if you were to tell me you pick the title that you love, right? Winged Eagle. That was my title, right? I'm with you. I think Big Eagle's a little bit better. Big Eagle's a little bit better. And then, obviously, that WCW television title is always going to be special. You know, it's not a bad belt either. It doesn't get enough, like people don't put it up there enough. But the ECW TV title and the ECW World Heavyweight title, really good-looking belts. Really good-looking belts. And they have a different look to them. Because it was EC, like ECW always had a different look to it. But yeah, ECW is up there too. Yeah. If I listened, I did listen. Johnny C loves the colored IC strap.
Yeah. It was fun. I mean, as a kid, you think back to it when Warrior changed it. Wait, you can change the color of these things?
That did shock me a little bit. Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah. Yeah. Because what was it? Yellow? Was there a purple one?
So he had a purple world belt that I'm seeing
okay.
shelf here of Warriors when he fought Slaughter. I think the backing of the belt was the world belt was purple.
Okay.
I know there was white ones. There was he varied it up a little bit just because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Belts
pretty
are
good.
Fun.
Always.
As long as they mean something, they're fun.
Yeah, very accurate. Very accurate. And then the one belt that you guys had mentioned either is the High Class Grand Championship, probably the best looking belt
ever created. The worst belt, yeah.
The belt, yeah, the worst, greatest belt ever created, High Class Grand Championship. Got
you
it.
Had to make up one because you couldn't win one.
The best, regardless of why it's here, it's the best one. You know, it's not bad either, and same thing. Ted DiBiase's $1 million belt. The Million Dollar Belt's a very, very cool looking belt.
Yeah, that one's pretty solid. I know he mentioned the Punk, like the custom belt that they've got out now, like that you could buy from WWE shop. That Fiend belt that had his face on it was kind of crazy. Like that was
I got no time for that belt, man. That's way too spooky for me.
Yeah, just like I want to give it props for the artistry because to make that. So, yeah.
It's good. I like it, Al. I suppose we should probably dive into a little bit of Mission.
Yeah.
Man, the mission brought to you by J&J Figures. Love J&J Figures, man. Can't speak highly enough of J&J Figures. You can follow them across social media. It's J&J Figures across social media. So you got to hop in their Whatnot stream and have a great time. You know, pre-bid on some stuff in the Whatnot streams. You never know. Throw a pre-bid out there. You can do that. It's okay. Hop on their website. They got the new stuff coming in, Tropico. I love ordering the new stuff from the J&Js, man. I love it. It comes wrapped with care. Everything's looking good. I'm getting some collector coins. Going to figure out how to use them, Al. One of these days, going to figure it out. Haven't done it yet, but you get collector coins on your purchases, which is pretty rad if you ask me. Buy with confidence. They ship with care. It's going to hit your doorstep quick. Doesn't matter the condition of the box. What's inside is almost always guaranteed to be immaculate. Happened to me recently on a J&J shipment I got. Box got a little bit thrashed, opened it up. Guess what's inside? It's perfect. They're collectors. They know that getting stuff mint on card is important to you. If you're ordering stuff mint on card, they're going to take care of you. Can't speak highly enough of them. Good people. Buy from good people. That's a bonus. So J&J, man. J&J Figures. JJFigures.com. Check them out.
Yeah, and they also have the rewards on Whatnot now.
Okay, didn't realize that. Tiers. Yeah. That's right. Yep.
Bronze, silver, gold, like all these that you get discounts that you can apply to purchases. It's fantastic, man. Doing big things. I know I was on the Friday stream briefly, and Young Jay mentions that. Yeah, we got to get back on there. I said, yeah, we're counting down to 100. We're about to marital age. You guys need to be here.
Fantastic. Al, the mission brought to the listeners by J&J Figures. I know you and Johnny C covered a couple of things last time. What are you and I going to cover?
So we hopped off the beaten path because we had not finished series 3 of the original San Francisco Toymaker WCW. And I knew if we reviewed Das Wonder Kid without you, that there would be mutiny.
There would be mutiny.
And so we jumped ahead to the next series they laid out, which was a limited edition. It's the same style figures. They had a new Stinger, a new Luger, and we reviewed a couple other classics. Yeah, get that thing out of my face, Kev.
What Duke's isolating that.
Yeah. 100%. Still not saying someone's better than Savage, though. But today, we are going to cover the part 2 of Series 3. The new figs that they had. I know last time we covered, I believe, the Hogan and Savage. They were repaints, but they were updated enough, as well as the Jai, the rookie figure for the Jai, and then they had the Blue Bloods, two pack. So we reviewed those. Today we've got 4 on the docket to finish up the Series 3. We're going to start with one that just had an Elite come out this year, like in the past couple of months. It's Big Bubba Rogers, a.k.a. the Big Boss Man, a.k.a. Ray Trailer. It's not, just from the onset, it's not the worst, like, looking fig, like, as far as design. He comes with the fedora hat on, which I believe is molded. But he's got the goatee. It's not a bad face. Like, it's not a terrible face for Big Bubba. Got the white button-down shirt with the sleeves rolled up. Both arms are that he has closed fist and up, kind of in that ready, like, shoot or fight stance. But they're a little bit too far out to be like a pugilist, so to speak. Like, it's like he's going to, you know, waylay you. The one thing, he's got the black suspenders, black dress pants, black shoes. The one thing I don't care for on this figure, really, Kevin, that's all that I'm going to point out, is the midsection. It's like they tried to make abs in that place when you could have just made that smooth at the chest and then, you know, to the flat belly, and I would have been perfect with this fig.
Really? Perfect, Al.
Well, I mean, like, as far as for this era of figs, mm-hmm. I wish the hat would come off.
Yeah.
But it looks enough like him, and for what we've been seeing, I mean, my brain is a little jaded.
Yeah.
So the fact that, like, I would be much higher, like, I would be much more satisfied with this figure if you would have not tried to make it look like there are abs underneath that dress shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're right. You're 100% right on that. Big Bubba never had abs, right? There was times his career was a little bigger.
He had abs. Just were covered.
Yeah, yes, he had covered abs. You're right. There was times his career when he was a little bit bigger. There was times his career was a little bit slimmer, but he was never six pack guy. I hate the fact that the hat's molded on. I understand that, you know, for whatever reason, the technology at that point, they had to have it molded on, I guess. They really didn't, Al. I mean, LJN's had removable. Either way, the face. I think you're right about the face. I think that it's a very good likeness of Big Baba. Very good,
especially with this technology.
Yes, but the thing that's sticking out to me is that his goatee and his eyebrows are blonde.
Yeah,
he didn't. He was not blonde. Tropical. No. It was not blonde. So it is. I mean, it's a good look, right? It's a good look. I don't hate the stance because you could kind of pull off a boss man slam here.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of. So from a playability standpoint, it's not the worst fig that we've seen for sure. I like the detail suspenders. The shirt has great details. I wish they would have made the buttons a different color than white, right? The white buttons. And then the other thing that's throwing me off, Al, is that it looks like he's got two buttons, right? Going, no, that'd make sense. Never mind. Actually, that's a good detail. I should point that out now that I think about it. I was going to say the buttons going up.
Open.
Yeah, so that other button is actually where it needs to be because the shirt's open. So that's actually a nice touch. I'm gonna hats off to them. My hat's not molded to me on that one. Hats off to them. Suspenders look good. All in all, it's a pretty decent figure. I hate that it's got a blonde goatee and blonde eyebrows, man. That part of it really kind of a kick in the sack for me.
I can say something that can, like, just totally ruin it for you, but
hit me.
Look, when did Barry Windham join the mafia?
Yep.
Like, that's all I'm seeing now. It's like, yep, that's Barry Windham.
No, that's not. That's a good call. Yep. I was trying to figure out who the eyes were. I mean, because the eyes weren't completely there, but yeah, no, that's a great, you know what else it is, Tropical, now that I think I figured it out. That's a working man, Ted DiBiase.
Oh yeah.
That is a working man's Ted DiBiase right there. The Don DiBiase is what it might be. That's what I'm seeing now for sure is Ted DiBiase. Not a bad Bubba though. Like, it, after saying, like, okay, now it's Barry Windham or it's Ted DiBiase or why does he have abs, especially showing through his shirt. Still, I don't really dislike this fig. I think it's better than average. Probably be a B minus.
I was setting it a B. So
okay,
we're in the same ballpark of each other.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I can come up to B. I can come up to B. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's not bad. And like I said, we have seen and will probably see worse out of this toy line. So
we might see worse today.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and get it over with, Kevin. The German dancing nightmare.
Yeah, nightmare.
Das Wonder Kid.
So good.
Alex Wright. Thank God they didn't just make a whole run of this guy.
I wish they'd start making some elites.
So he, I'm not looking at you, Kevin. I am not looking at you. They've got him in a pose, like kind of the entrance, like the dance pose, with both arms out to the side, palms open. He's wearing the leather jacket that he would wear to the ring. Got the blue tights, blue knee pads, black boots. He's got his, like, so this is entrance gear Alex Wright. This is dance intro Alex Wright. You know, he's going to be gyrating and thrusting. It looks like he's got a turd molded for his hair right here.
No, no, it doesn't.
I'm not saying that for like effect, just to mess with you, but it looks like a giant turd is on his head.
It does not.
Yeah, but I mean, body type is right. You got to give it that. It's accurate. It's more of a display piece than a playability piece here. With the entrance gear and the arms, you know, all the way out, like that's more to tribute his entrance than, I mean, I guess he could take pins, which is what he did in WCW.
Whoa, he won a fair and fair share of matches.
But I'll let you just gloat over this and enjoy your Alex Wright figs.
So starting with this, Tropical, this is might be the best face mold we've seen.
Oh yeah.
This is an incredible representation of Alex Wright. The hair, when you say it looks like he's got dump, no, he doesn't got dump at all. It's textured. It looks great.
Looks like a turd from here.
It doesn't look old. It doesn't look like a turd at all. He had that with his hair, like that little flip gimmick there, and it looks beautiful, right? It looks beautiful. Face is there. Jacket, love. You know, it's more of a display piece than it is a play piece, but. The jacket is a nice touch, but beyond that, they even put like they painted the silver buckle,
yeah,
on the jacket, which is beautiful. The necklace, and I don't know what that is that he had on his necklace. It's like almost like a golden, like a circle, globe, that type of a thing. I don't know exactly what that is, but they have that in there, right? Necklace is there. That looks great. And you can still do things, right? You can still do top rope splash. You could pin a guy.
You could take a pin.
Hurricanrana, right? A lot of things you could do with this fig. Playability is not completely shot. It's not all there by any stretch, but it's not completely shot. Body type is perfect. Man, they did a great job on this fig. And I know I'm an Alex Wright fan. But even like taking that back, like they put the little stamps in. Like what would be like the
cutaways on the knee pads,
not the cutaways on the knee pads on the jacket.
Oh,
on the little what is that called on all their jacket? Al, it cinches. It goes into the buckle on the other side.
I'm kind of like the.
It's like a. It looks like yeah. It's like a belt.
Yeah,
but it's on that leather jacket.
Where you can cinch the bottom of your coat.
Right, they put the notches in there, okay. Tropical. You know what I mean? Like okay. There's a lot of great detail in this fig, beyond the face being an A+ face. I don't even know if I would take points away for the stance, because it's again, it's a good Alex Wright position, right? Al, I'm going to tell you this. There's nothing I would change about this Alex Wright action figure. Absolutely nothing. And we both know if there's nothing you change, there's only one grade you can give it.
You can give it that all day you want, but
it's an A plus fig, Al. It's an A plus.
Never write that down.
It's an A plus fig.
I was at a C-.
You're pulling my dick, bro. There's no way.
Honestly, I was at an A. Like, that's where I was. Just because, like, it wasn't, like, it's just tied to the playability. Like, the figure is exceptional. You got a representation. I just, like, the thing that I guess we've gotten, you know, spoiled to is, you know, having the playability and the displayability. And that's one of the things that we have, I know in this line, like kind of looked at. I was like, it's displayability is great. Like,
right.
Top notch. Great representation. But I wish it had just like a tinge more playability to it.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. I mean, I guess we'll call it an A, even though in my heart, I know it's an A+. Well, I mean, from that, like, just from that standpoint alone.
I don't mind giving it an A+, to be honest with you, Kev.
There you go. Atta boy.
I was just going to say, if we're going to not give something an A+, based on playability alone, I don't think there's going to be an A+ figure in this series.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if that's the one thing that would hold it back, there's not going to be an A+ figure in the series, because none of these from a playability standpoint are very solid.
Yeah, as much as I, you know, want to bust your balls on this one, like, it's a solid figure. Like, yeah. It's one of the best in this line.
You know? Yes.
All right. Well, we will go from that. I'm calling Duke here with the stinger.
Stinger!
Stinger!
So this is an entrance gear sting. It's kind of like the throwback, I believe it was the UK Galoob, which I don't know if you know this, like Johnny C has went to our back catalog. We've got to try to find I don't know if you've got it in your email, a version of episode one that he can listen to, because it's the only one he's missing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's went deep. That's where a lot of the tweets are coming. Like, he's burning through our old catalog back in the jaded days. Like,
I don't know if I do or I don't, to be honest with you. I'd have to check. I'll check for Johnny C.
Yeah, you emailed it. Like, I know you emailed it because you recorded the first four.
Right. Interesting. I'll check.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I was just like, man, he's like, I just can't find episode one. You got to get me episode one. So, but we're to the stinger. Now, this is like kind of the homage to the UK Galoob, where he's got the entrance jacket and he's like a front double bicep pose with the tassels hanging down. It's the black jacket, the pink tassels, the face paint. Why? Like, we reviewed that Wolfpack sting, I know, last week, and that face paint is just beautiful in the limited edition. Why could original San Francisco toy makers not get the Stinger's face paint? Like, Galoob. That Galoob sting. I've got it right here. Right. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Why you got to butcher it like this?
It's butchered. What are you doing, Al? You fall around your chair there?
Sting.
Okay, gotcha.
I was reaching over to grab Sting. Apologies. But no, Galoob.
Yeah.
Like, that's a Sting face paint. I'm showing Kevin the Galoob for all of you that are wondering why there was silence. And Kevin's like, what are you doing over here? But you got the Stinger face paint on this Galoob. Mm-hmm. And then this one looks just like, all right, well, you got to paint like a pattern over the eye, and then just it needs to be colorful.
Yeah,
it needs to be colorful. You can kind of trim it in black, and you know, it'll make it stand out a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some swoops down on the cheek, but
right.
There's no rhyme or reason to this. You know, it's you're not matching the card back. Like,
right.
They did so much to effectively make the faces match the card, like the promo photo on the card itself, and you're not doing that here.
No, this to me is not a good fig, Al. This is in line with the Hasbro Rookie the Dragon, with the Hasbro Macho Man. Like, you want to talk about a piece that is strictly for display, it's this. You talk about the face paint. One thing that I thought right away when I saw it, it reminded me of Barf from Spaceballs.
Yeah,
that face paint. You know what I mean? Like, he looks like a fit Barf. I like the details of this fig. Don't get me wrong, man. The details are good. The face, for whatever reason, doesn't seem right, doesn't feel right. They have him with a little bit darker hair than he would have had in this era, which I think is a miss.
Yeah.
Details on the jacket are fantastic, but it's just like, it is so far away from a piece that has any playability. And the other thing, too, with this Tropico, it doesn't look like he's wearing wrestling tights. It looks like he is wearing, like, slacks. slacks and wrestling boots. The like if you're just focused in on the torso, pretty decent work, right? Pretty decent work just on the torso. A lot of detail. Good job there. But you go to the head, and it's a miss. You go to the lower body, it's a miss. The other thing, too, and I'm pretty sure it's just the packaging. Pretty sure, not positive. I don't have this fig. It looks like his fists are as big as his head.
Yeah, they look quite large.
And that's a miss. I don't like a lot about this fig. I don't know if I'm going to F it or not. I'm so close to F-ing it out. Where are you?
So I'm a little higher, just not significantly higher, but I'm a little higher than the F because I know it's Sting. Like I know from this era, like that's a good point. Sting.
Yep. Yep.
So that kind of takes it away. Like if you would have painted the hair that color and painted this face paint from the galoob.
From the galoob,
on there. Like you're a whole letter grade up for me. Like
gotcha.
Just in general, like it's much better. But this looks like a cheap knockoff version, but it's Sting to me.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I am sitting at a D plus.
Okay. It's and
below average because the playability is down. The tassels being hard molded, that's a big turnoff. Again, we covered that with the dragon and we covered that with Steamboat and we covered that with that third Macho Hasbro it's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think because you made a great point there, you know that it's Sting. I can't F it for just for that reason alone.
You're more of a D than D plus on this guy?
Yeah, I think I'm more of a D, and I mean, if it wasn't for the effort put in on the torso, I think I'd be lower than, I think I would be D minus. Great effort on the torso, but pretty miserable a lot of other spots. Good display piece, not a for play piece, but yeah, I'm maybe D, Al? Maybe D is where I'll land?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, we'll throw a D on it. Oh, yeah.
Well, we're to the last figure we're going to review from this line. Good old Sergeant Craig, the Pitbull Pitman. I feel like somebody has this fig.
You know I do.
I feel like the Jays sent me this fig. I sent it to you because I didn't want this crap in my house.
It's a great fig.
So, Pitman, they had him tied to the Marine Corps. I'm not sure if that was like a shoot thing, like he was in the Marine Corps in the past or not.
Right.
I'm not trying to say it's stolen valor or, negate any service he may or may not have done. But that was the character was Sergeant Craig Pitbull Pitman. But he's got the camoed hat, the white t-shirt with the red lettering for Marines on there. The camo pants, he's kind of got the open shooter stance, similar to, I know, the Sting we reviewed last week with Johnny C. There's been a handful of these guys that's kind of squatted in the crouched position, like ready to shoot. I think Kevin Sullivan was done that way to try to get the size scale the right way, so he's tiny. We didn't care for that, I know, on the Stinger episode last time. But I feel this is, I guess, more suited for Craig Pitman.
Yeah.
Because it is a shooting stance.
Yep.
And he had more of the amateur wrestling style to him on takedown. So I think that's a good stance for this guy. The abs are weird for me. I'm just going to throw that out there. Like the chest and ab area, it's kind of weird. It's like they didn't know what to do, but we need to put detail on there. So just do that.
Yeah. So, one thing right away, Al, he was a sergeant in the Marine Corps.
Okay. Yeah, good deal.
Looks like After this is I'm reading here. He says after community college, Pittman joined United States Marine Corps, achieved rank of sergeant. He was a wrestler in the Marines and won several championships. His biggest victories came in 1989, 1991 USA Senior Greco-Roman Championships, in which he won the heavyweight division. He also placed seventh in the heavyweight division at the 1989 Philip Greco-Roman World Championship. So, sergeant in the Marine Corps. So yeah, that's real talk.
I'm glad that you know that's the gimmick then, like it's tied to it, because Marines, especially of that era, like that's a different breed of human being. My father-in-law, Marine, a different breed of cat there.
right. The fig itself, man. I don't know why, but I was like Craig Pittman. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't great in the ring or anything like that. He had a lot of energy. I liked the, what they call this is the Code Red.
Yeah, it's from the Saturday. It's from watching Saturday Wrestling, is what it is.
Yeah, that arm breaker. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I always like Craig Pitbull Pittman. The fig itself, I don't necessarily love that there's the molded hat, right? I don't love that. Yeah. The face, I think, is not a bad face for Pittman.
Yeah.
The stance is perfect, I think. We have those molded abs. I we both know that. He didn't
That would have just been flat underneath his chest. Like, sign me up.
You know, I'd even go one step further. You know, when he was wearing the almost like the red singlet.
Yeah.
Underneath the camo pants, like that would have worked for me a lot better here. You can kind of do his finish to a certain extent, like not fully, but it's kind of there. And I'll tell you this, Tropical. This is the same stance that we have for Das Wonder Kid Alex Wright.
Yeah.
So it can't be, the playability can't be, on Alex Wright can't be too horrible either, if we're looking at it from that standpoint.
Well, I feel like Alex Wright's arms are further out.
Yeah. That's fair.
You know, take a pin pose.
Yep. Camo, take a pin pose. That's real cute. camo pants. You know, I mean, that makes sense. I like this fig a lot, Al, especially for this era of WCW figs, of San Francisco Toymakers WCW figs. I think they did a great job. Maybe I'm higher on it because I liked Pittman so much back, you know, Saturday mornings. The abs are the one thing that's throwing me off about this fig, and I'm probably it's got to be at least like. Basement's a B plus for me.
So one thing that I'm going to point out, and not to, you know, as two white guys talking about this, but he is super dark for Pittman.
Yeah.
Like I wish you'd have went the Johnny B. Bad skin tone and you'd have probably nailed on the head. Like the idea of the red singlet. If you had the hat off and the red singlet, like that would, I think, really pop this fig.
Yeah.
And I do wish, because they're closer to Harlem Heat, the skin tone they use for Harlem Heat, than they are for Johnny B. And that's just one, that's a very much preference of mine. I wish you'd have got that.
Right.
It'd have been closer. I'm at a B.
Okay.
All things considered, because it's not a bad fig. The stance makes sense.
Yeah.
I wish the abs were a little better. Wish the hat came off, you know, as far or wasn't the molded on, even with the t-shirt, like if you'd have just had the, you know, kind of the low cut flat top
right
look, or the fade there. I realize that's harder to paint, having done some custom work here and there, like that's a that's a taller order than most, but I am at a B. Like I feel very confident, but I can, like, as far as, like, it's a solid fig, it's not it's not one to bash or degrade by any means.
Yeah. No, and I'm okay with that, Tropical. I'm okay with it. I like these some of these figs, man. Some of these figs are just like, you know, memories. But some of them they really did a good job. The ones that stand out head and shoulders above the ones that are, you know, in the C range or the B range. And that's kind of a fun thing about these San Francisco Toymakers figures, that when they hit, I mean, they seem to like it hit a home run. And then the ones that, you know, are falling in that C range, I think there's a bigger difference in these figs when you go from C to B than there is in the figs like the Jacks that we took the detour from, or the Hasbros that we've already reviewed, or even like the old LJNs. I think that there's a bigger difference in a C fig to a B fig than a C fig to a B fig in like the Hasbros, or like definitely in the Jacks, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a difference. And that's the thing, that we're in the midst of those BCAs, and they're just now getting some scans that are, this is close enough.
Right.
Just put a head on it with long hair. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's the vibe I got from some of those early Jacks molds that you tried some things, long hair and a face. It'll be fine.
Right. They'll figure it out. They'll know. We'll throw a sink with them. They'll get it.
Well, the Series 3 of original San Francisco Toy Makers got an 82.4.
Okay. Overall.
So okay. Not bad.
No.
It's kind of in the middle. Series 2 was a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all,
not bad.
It's not a bad day at the office.
No, not at all, man. Not at all. Not at all. That is The Mission, brought to you again by J&J Figures. Hop on the website, jjfigures.com. Jay, you're giving me a weird look, Tropical.
I'm just wanting to bite my lip there, but I wanted to call out the Jays of, we're to the marital aids, boys.
Oh, boy.
It needs to be soon, all right?
I like it. I'm
calling them out right here. Uh-huh. We got to set up a time. We got.
Yep.
I know at least 2-3 episodes of Marital AIDS coming up on the countdown to 100, guys.
Yeah, let's go. The Marital AIDS are some of my favorites. So we have a mission brought to you by J&J Figures, J&DJ Figures across all social media. Check out the whatnot, man. Hop on their website, jjfigures.com. As always, buy with confidence. Get some collector's coins. You looking for old stuff? They got old stuff. You looking for middle-aged stuff? They got middle-aged stuff. You looking for the new stuff? They got the new stuff. You could pre-order from J&J Figures. Go do that. Check them out. You'll be glad that you did. Now, trophies, man. Trophies. I'm going to preface this, man. For me,
it's been like 6 weeks since Kevin's been on, Molly. Okay, at least 6 weeks.
It's been a long time since I've been on, so I've talked trophies. I'll let you go ahead and bury yourself first. So I'll be in the grave shortly after.
Why you do this to me? Well, I know I showed you last time that Shawn Michaels. I still have it on the desk, though. I wanted to. That's
awesome.
That WrestleMania 12. So. I got some unique trophies this time, man. I don't know where to start, so I'm just going to start with this guy. It's an AEW figure. You hitting the Brandon Cutler, you know, kind of, hey, those are starting to hit. I'll check out, see what's there. And I couldn't walk away from this one for some reason. Like, it just, like, man, that's a solid job. And it's the Adam Copeland. I was like, I am not mad at this. Like, I know AEW kills the gear, which, again, they did.
Yeah.
But that face, the body type, everything, I was just like, you know, that's a banger.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked it up.
Okay.
There at the Walmart. I was at Target the other day, and I happened to grab, I know it was Johnny C. They had two sets, but somebody else grabbed the second one. So I'm still looking for you a secondary Bushwhackers set. But that Survivor Series Bushwhackers.
Yes.
Also at Target, I did get you something. It's the Undashing one.
That's so awesome.
The Greatest Hits, Cody Rhodes.
I can't tell you how pumped I am that they're re-releasing those older cuts, man.
There's certain ones that are sacred.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you re-release it, it's fine. On the Legends, the Macho King Ringside exclusive, though.
Yeah.
Do not recreate that packaging. Like, that is the most beautiful packaging. It deserves its place of honor.
Right.
Original.
Right.
Which they don't do that packaging anymore, so I don't have a lot to worry about. But
yeah, no worries.
But yeah, that one is, it's so good. Also from the greatest hits line, I didn't have her on the shelf, and I'm not always been a huge fan. But if I'm going to have a women's shelf, Natty did a lot.
That's a good point, man.
So I grabbed a Natty while I was there. I was like, you know, it's not a bad fig.
Tropical, J&J on JJFigures.com, they might still have that Decade of Dominance Natty.
Yeah.
They've been trying to get rid of that for a long time. Why didn't you just go that route, man?
I wasn't watching Natty then.
Okay.
Like that makes sense.
Yeah, kind of
the representation I wanted to get.
Gotcha.
I put the t-shirt on. I'm probably going to take the t-shirt off and just let her be in her ring gear just for the,
Hey, can I get a Jenny Natty 2-pack?
Good morning. But, you know, that's just one of the things that I just threw that on there to have it with there. But I wanted to have her represented. I've got a decent little women's shelf now.
Yeah.
I know last time added the Lita to that shelf from that Monday Night Wars. So, speaking of Monday Night Wars and those people that are trying to steal all my money, the Jays, let's just go ahead and get into them. They had a the Black Friday drop.
You got the Monday Night Wars from the Gotcha.
I got Austin.
Yep.
From that one. Oh, I didn't get the Warrior. I tried to get that Warrior for Johnny C because that's the one he needs. Like he's got the other three.
Yeah.
And he's waiting. Like, he sent me pictures of the headless Dusty.
Yeah.
But he's waiting. But I got Kurt.
Beautiful.
And Austin. So I've got the HBK commissioner, like the body and torso. I was debating on getting the suit arms out and putting somebody's head on here. Haven't decided. I don't need the commissioner Shawn Michaels per se. I would love the DDP just in general.
Yes.
But from the Jays, I got that. That was one of their drops. I also got the Ruthless Aggression, the Booker T that's in the NWO gear. Looking through all of my notes here, I from one of the streams, the Marvel action figures, I grabbed this guy, the Stinger.
Interesting, yeah.
I cracked that sucker open. I know Young Jay was like, yeah, I want that line, but I'm too afraid to crack it. I said, I'm not. Like, it's going on a Sting shelf. It's going right there. Got a place for it. Grabbed another Dusty.
Okay, yep.
For them. My pastor's a big Dusty fan.
Gotcha.
Got this Dusty from one of the streams, the Elite 63 version. Beautiful. Making sure I've got all the Jays represented because there's stuff that's coming in that hasn't come in yet.
Gotcha.
So it's on the way. From ringside, I got the Steiners. I got the Vaders, and then I got the Steiners. And
then you got the Steiners. Gotcha. Yep. I'm with you.
But I also got the From the Vault, and I can't remember if it was Series 3 or what the deal was, or it was an Elite Collection, the ringside exclusive. Had to order the whole set.
Nice.
To get the Straight Edge Society Punk.
Gotcha. What else was in that set?
There was a Hogan, a Yoko, and the WrestleMania, the Shawn Michaels and the White getup.
Yeah, okay.
From my good buddy Mitch, Hastel Toys, honestly had forgotten I'd ordered this one, but you know, love to support him, and it's always like a pleasant surprise.
Right.
When I get one in the mail from him, I think his line is closer to the Hasbro as far as that cartoon kind of the feel and vibe.
Yeah.
But he did the WrestleMania 8 Macho Man, not just the ring gear.
It's not a bad looking fig.
No. No, it's a fun fig, fun line. I've got the payoff here, the final fig. I just wanted to make sure I went through all the other stuff ahead of time before I got to this payoff. Oh, I did get a Demon Finn Balor from Elite Series 98 from the Jays. My buddy Daniel gave me a Christmas gift.
Oh, wow.
It is a Funko Pop custom of me that I laughed so hard. Like, he was giggling when he gave it to me. Like, he was like, dude, you, this is too much.
That's so awesome.
I have a Funko Pop of me. What's awesome is if I get to shave my head, mm-hmm. the hair pops off. Still got the big beard, and the hair pops off.
The hair pops off.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, man. I'm still pulling for that, you know, that day that you finally do get to shave your head.
Oh, dude, it's closer. Closer every day.
And I like that it is, man. No maintenance, man. It's just wonderful. It's wonderful.
I'm just looking forward to being able to go into work and wear a hat and not have all that craziness. And, you know, I just take my hat off. And
it's wonderful, man.
Into the office.
Winter in Minnesota right now, I'm wearing a stocking cap into the office. Pop it off. No worries.
Boggin?
No, not a boggin. All right. I'm not putting a sled on my head to go into the office.
It's a boggin.
You freak. You guys say boggin like it's like you would use one. Nobody in Alabama has ever used a boggin.
Sure we have.
No, you have not. All right.
We've been sledding before.
Where?
We have hills and occasionally get snow, enough snow to sled down.
Yeah, my hairy ass you do. So, Al, again,
it's been 6 weeks, Molly.
Yes.
And you were there for most of these, all right?
Yes.
You approved them.
I'm trying to fight for you. I appreciate. I don't know where to start, man. I picked up another Ultimate Edition Roddy. I want to crack that one. I want to get that one in front of the Ultimate Edition and mint on card. So I got that. Oh, Tropical. I got.
Do you have one on card?
Yeah,
because you could really have a display since there's one coming to Minnesota probably Monday.
Oh.
Like you could really
have them in the different
all the shirts.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Hell yes. I got a really good deal on the Survivor Series, the Gooker and Taker. And I opened it up and Molly saw it. And she's decided that the Gooker was her favorite fig that I've ever gotten. And I said, yeah, they're really cheap right now, like on ringside. I said, I've thought about getting another one to crack it open with the egg. And she's like, well, how much are they? I said, that and the egg, maybe like $20 combined. She goes, you should order it. So I have two Gookers and two eggs. One will be cracked open so I can display that.
You should have bought three Gookers and three eggs so you could give Molly one.
You're not wrong. I might should have. Boy, Tropico, I got the Bushwhackers. Survivor Series, they came in from the Jays, and I actually did end up finding, I think it was an extra, I can't remember, it's Butcher Luke, so I'm just searching on, I forget which one it is, one other one now to be able to have them both as displayed as the Doink Bushwhackers and the regular Bushwhackers. I came across another Chase Farouk from this latest Legends line, which is nice because now I can crack a Chase Farouk. Oh, Tropical. Gunther Ultimate Edition.
Yeah.
Picked that up. Came across a Vader Ultimate Edition Chase. Picked that up. Oh, Tropical. The Royal Rumble Series. I got that in from the Jays as well. CM Punk Elite 113. I came in from the Jays. The Target exclusive SmackDown 4-pack. Pick that one up. Oh boy, Tropical! This is I'm now realizing like not only the six weeks
is a long time,
right? But also the amount of work I'm going to have to do putting getting these all displayed properly. Boy, oh boy. I'm going to be honest with you here, Tropico. I got a box over there. I forget what's in it. I'm not going to crack it. We'll save that one for next time, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I have to send you a new box out like quickly. Like the 9 pounds, 4 ounces that I sent you was apparently not enough.
Oh, Tropico, I got the Rock Ultimate Edition.
Yeah.
I.
Oh, buddy. Molly took that leash off and watch out.
And boy, did I ever run. There's another one. I can't quite see it from here, and I don't remember what it is, but I guess I got that as well. And then Tropical, probably like in recent memory, my favorite fig stop ever, maybe my best fig stop ever. Mm-hmm. Made a stop after dinner last Saturday night. Came across the AEW Cutler, one of 3,000, mm-hmm. right? And that's a win, right? Like I said, I'm pretty much out on AEW. I mean, I'm almost altogether, if we're being honest, but I'll always look for a chase. And if a fig does, like I see it and it looks awesome, I will still, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I might pick it up, but I'll always grab a chase if a chase is there. And that one of 3,000 Cutler was there, grab that. And I went, well, that's going to be the fig, like, that's the win, right? That's the big win. I got that. And then we made the next stop, and Al, I came across the entire set. The entire set. Monday Night Wars is a series 4 now.
Yeah, it's all running together. Series 4 or 5, somewhere in there.
It's completely running together, man. So I found the entire set. I still have the Razor from, I think that's series 5 now. Yep. So I just need the rest of that line. But I'm actually like doing pretty good at this set. I'm pretty fun. But to find that entire set, boy, Tropical. Oh, boy. Like I found, like, I came across all of them, but I think DDP initially. And I was like, okay, awesome. Like, nailed it. And then I was like, what did you check here? And I was like, wait. And there it was, Tropical. The entire nice. Set, man. That is such a huge win. Such a huge win. But I've never, like, I don't think I've ever come across a chase and an entire set that I'm hunting for within two stops, man. It was unbelievable. I was so happy to do that. So I know, Tropical, right now, I am 100% positive I am missing things out of this. I mean, but when we're talking about Ultimate Edition, two Ultimate Edition Gookers, two eggs, a Taker, a Rock, a Gunther, the set of the Bushwhackers, one extra Bushwhacker, a Farouk, a four-pack of SmackDown, the set of Monday Night Wars, the set of Royal Rumble, a Tropical. The leash, she did get loose.
Yeah.
I bet I'm going to end up going back to the kennel, man. That's what's going to happen here. What an amazing haul, man. What an amazing haul. Yeah, while I was in Lambeau, I picked up a jersey, picked up a cheese head, and I also picked up one of those silly chains that they sell.
Yeah.
And the reason why I picked up a silly chain, Tropical, is because the people in front of me, giant line at the pro shop on game day. People in front of me kept on making fun of, like, why would anybody ever get that chain? So silly. Why would anybody get that chain? I don't understand why people buy those chains. I don't get it either, Tropical. But just to be me, when I got up to the area where they were selling those chains in the kind of the impulse section of the checkout area, mm-hmm. I bought the chain. I put it on right away. It was fun. You
probably
man.
Listen to rap music and say, let's go. To everything,
it was, huh? I don't do it. No, I don't do any either one of those things. That's not for me. Yeah, I know I'm missing. We got a new couch, Tropical.
Wow.
Yeah, that was not me. That was Molly. Molly came in one night after the Wizards got done rapping. She said hi to all the Wizards, and then she said to me, by the way, I bought this couch and walked out of my office. So we got a new couch.
Yeah.
Still want to get a plow for my lawn tractor. We'll see. I think it might be in the cards one of these days. But, man, what a haul, man.
Yeah.
This is a record for me in the history of Tots Pod. The most trophies I think I've ever brought in one episode. Now I know it's spread out over time, but
it's
it's
on the podium for sure.
Yeah. It's spread out over the course of one episode that I missed, but yeah, what a haul, man. What a haul. And like I say, I just like now I'm realizing the amount of work I have to put into the office.
Yeah. I realized something as we were recording here with the post-it note on it says, don't forget these numb nuts. So it's a good thing I have another box going to you, Kevin. It's a good thing. With the post-it on it saying, don't forget these numb nuts.
Don't forget them numbnuts.
Like, I'm setting it on this Cody figure now, but just so it's, don't forget this.
Oh man, fantastic. What a damn haul. What a damn haul. That was a good November was a good month for me, man. November was a good month in this early December. So pretty pumped about it. All ways you could be pumped about it, that's for sure. Tropical, anything you wanna get out there before we wrap this?
I was gonna say I'll quickly plug the socials. You can find us on Twitter at TotsPod. Find the main channel at GBWPods. That's Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. You can find our sister show, The Year of Duke and Rogue, at Year of Pod on Twitter. Find us on Facebook, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast, GBW Pods on Instagram. You can find our merch at ProWrestlingTees.com, ProWrestling/GorillaBrain, I should say, ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain. And then just the quick shouts, Ted, Manny, love you guys. Johnny C, man, really appreciate you stepping in, helping us out there. Dougie Nunya, there's the Jays, just doing tremendous work out there. They have been having a banner year for their website, and just really helping people, and they get excited. That was one of the things I noticed, like Young Jay just getting pumped on these streams, you know, being able to help people add to their collection. So it's fantastic, man.
Yep, they're doing amazing work. Also want to throw one out there. Manny, hope you're doing well, man. Love you, brother. Hope everything's coming up, Manny. MF for Ted, man. Always appreciate you. The Wizards, man, catch us live every Monday night, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. That's myself, Handsome Kevin, my main man, Double T, my spirit animal, Tony, the Brundlefly, and KJG. Tropical, I lost my train of thought. The Jays, man, I always want to say thank you to the Jays. They're doing great. They're doing great stuff out there. Isn't that funny, man? When you get into a flow and then you cough,
yeah,
and then your train of thought just gets derailed completely. Anyways, thank you to everybody taking time to hang out with us, to listen to us chat a little bit about the figs, kick some people off the lawn. Big time thank you to Johnny C for stepping in for me when the voice was out. Johnny C, I hope that I can say this with confidence. That won't be the last time you hear Johnny C on the TotsPod, man. Say it with confidence. I appreciate you, Johnny C. He really did a fantastic job filling in. And he's welcome back absolutely anytime. You can get the hell off my lawn, but he's welcome on the show. With that, be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Thank you very much, everybody. Always choose a golden girl.